Hi there, we're here and you're there, and that's a good thing. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani, the show team. Rich Jesse is on the board today, our producer. Michael McCall is on social media. Ryan Penny screening your calls. And that giggle you just heard was Debbie Giorgiani. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. What were we saying yesterday? Social distancing, but something being connected. Remember we were saying that yesterday?
Yeah, well, Debbie and I are hosting a share-a-thon for the stations in the Pacific Northwest, and the general manager said we need physical distancing, but social connecting. Mm. And so we are socially connecting with you here. So it's a little bit of a twist on the government's desires for us to be socially distanced.
Right, right. Well, we've coined the phrase virtual from almost 5 years ago, Jerry. So we're used to doing everything virtually. We give virtual awards. We give virtual hugs. Everything is virtual on Take Two. It's pretty interesting. Jerry, today is the anniversary, the 4 year anniversary of when Mother Angelica met the Lord, and she left us here on earth. Well, she's still active, we know that, but I meant physically, and she was greeted by the Lord. And I just have to believe, Jerry, that Mother was greeted with a "well done, my good and faithful servant." I believe it so strongly, and I think others do as well, because she has inspired us and changed our direction, our viewpoint with our spiritual lives by her ability to deliver the gospel message. And so many people have learned from Mother Angelica, and we thought this would be perfect to have a show dedicated to her legacy and have open the phone lines and have folks share what she meant to them in their spiritual life. Don't you think I think it's going to be a very good show.
I do, yeah. Yeah, if Mother Angelica had an impact on you, what you learned from watching her on TV, listening to her on the radio, she's still on both TV and radio, thanks be to God, as part of EWTN Classics and Mother Angelica Live and so forth. The phone number to join us on this program today, as always, is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, so tell us what watching Mother on TV when she was with us here, you know, what it meant to you when you saw her humor, just the way she spoke. She didn't rehearse anything, that's what I was told, and she just delivered from her heart, and she had that wonderful spirit about her that she could just kind of, you know, plunge through all those walls that we may have had against, you know, Catholicism. She had a way of just, you know, barreling through that and piercing right to our hearts and souls and making a change. And we want to hear what change she made in your life. So please call in at 833-288-3986. This is your show, so we want to hear from you.
Just want to also mention a prayer intention that we received yesterday via text message while we were not on the air. We always like to pass these along when we can, and we have prayer shows regularly that you get to call in or email in your prayer intentions. And this doesn't have a name attached to it because it came in via text, so the phone number was attached, but we don't know who the person is. But he or she says, "Hi, Jerry and Debbie. I have to ask for prayers for my friend Linda, who is having heart problems. She's had to start taking nitroglycerin in the last few days. She's going to have a stress test today, March 27th. Please ask the whole Take Two family to pray for her. I love you, Jerry and Debbie." Well, we love you too. So, folks,
yes,
let's be praying for Linda, please.
Absolutely. We are praying. Absolutely. We can guarantee it, I should say, because I tell you what, every single day I get messages from the Take Two family saying, "I just want to let you know, just in case you were worried, I'm dedicating my rosary to the Take Two family intentions." It's so beautiful, Jerry, how everybody's just picking it up and keeping it going and storming heaven together. Jerry, if I may say this real quickly, Mother Angelica, you know, for me, I very much connected with her because of the Italian connection. You know, her name, I'm sorry?
I said, of course. Of course.
Okay. Okay, so you know, her name, her last name was Rizzo. Mine is Rizzio. But although they say when, you know, my grandparents came over and to Ellis Island, it probably was Rizzo. So that was another connection. Okay, mother's incredible sense of humor. You know how I love that. Mother had a very strong devotion to her guardian angel. And I just absolutely connected with that, of course, as you know, and so many things that you know, just the, I loved the way she would just have, you know, kind of a little bit of a, you know, mess ups, if you will, when she's delivering, you know, what she wanted to talk about. And she was just so cute about it. Her giggle, everything was just amazing. So she really, every time she was on, I found it to be so not only inspiring, but just, it was entertaining. It was enlightening. And I just felt she was real. She was absolutely real. And she spoke in plain talk that we could all understand. And I just loved that. It reminded me like of Mother Teresa as well, because Mother Teresa used to do that too. And John Paul too actually spoke, you know, in kind of common talk, you know, to reach us. And I think that was very important too. I think that helps when we're trying to digest and understand and incorporate these spiritual principles in our own life. What do you think about that?
There was never any doubt what she was saying. She didn't have much of a filter at all, and I think it endeared so many people to her, Debbie. She just spoke what was on her mind, and that even included if there were leaders in the church or people in places of responsibility who were not acting the way maybe they should have. And Mother just had no problem just telling it like it was, and it really really impacted me. And there's so much I could say about her, but I think for me, in addition to the spiritual things that I learned from her and the blessings of her broadcasts, I feel such a debt to her professionally as well, because she started EWTN Radio back in about 1996, I think, it went on the air. And I worked at the Catholic station in Portland, Oregon, and we were the first affiliate to carry their programming. We did it overnight, midnight to 6. And then within a couple of years, I was at Catholic Answers, and we started Catholic Answers Live on EWTN. And now, all these years later, we have Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So it's been an unbelievable journey for me in Catholic radio, and I owe a lot of that to the great Mother Angelica. So what about you folks? Do you have any memories you'd like to share? Anything you learned from her? Any impact that she had on your life? Phone lines are open right now, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Father Robert first when we come back here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Here we are on Friday, and it is the anniversary of the passing of Mother Angelica. She was incapacitated for many years before that, and really no longer on TV or radio live, I should say. But her impact continues on even to this day, and we're inviting you to call in and share what that might have meant to you at 833-288-3986. And this is our show is just part of a very special day of programming today on EWTN television. And I want to just run down a couple of things here. Let's see, they had the rosary on Mother's anniversary passing this morning at 2 p.m. Eastern time. There is going to be a special called Mother Angelica, Her Life and Legacy, a half-hour EWTN TV special on the life and legacy of Mother Angelica. 4 p.m. Eastern, the Stations of the Cross, and at 9:30 Eastern time this evening, the Holy Rosary from the Chapel of Our Lady of the Angels in Irondale. So some special programming coming up today, and rightly so, to honor the life and legacy of Mother Angelica.
This is a beautiful day to take this time and to honor her legacy and what she meant to us personally. And we want to hear from you. How did you feel about watching or listening to Mother Angelica? Okay, how did you feel? What did it do for you inside in your spirit? We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Maybe you were agitated. Maybe you didn't like her delivery. Maybe you didn't like her style. But it sparks sparks something in you, and you start to think, what is up with this feisty nun? You know, what is up? You know, I've had many people say, I just don't get it. She had a whole different personality than other nuns that I met. It's really interesting. She was so unique, and so perfectly carved out, I think, by God to deliver what she was able to deliver to this world through EWTN. And she was open to it, and she was obedient, and she worked hard, and look what she left, a beautiful, beautiful, and it is truly a legacy. So 833-288-3986. That is the number to call if you want to tell the world what Mother Angelica meant to you.
Yeah, what is now the world's largest religious media organization, thanks be to God. We're going to go to Father Robert first. He is in Belmont, New York, watching the feed on the YouTube live stream. I'm waving at you there. Father Robert, welcome to Take Two. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing very well, and so much better now that you call. Thanks for joining us.
God bless you.
Thank you. So what would you like to share?
There's a lot. But I know I don't have the whole day, so I'm going to keep it short. Mother Angelica, for me, was an icon of faith. And this is what I mean. To believe in the impossible, she reminds me of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who said in 1979, believe the impossible, and you will do the incredible. This was a woman, remember, not a man, that is one huge obstacle. Because believe it or not, even though we live in an egalitarian society, being a woman, particularly as far back as 1996, was not very easy. Embarking on such a huge project like establishing EWTN. Number two, she was only a nun, not a priest. We know in the church, when you look at the hierarchy of the church, priests are among the hierarchy, nuns are not. And so she had two big obstacles, quote unquote, in front of her. And then maybe the finances. So for her to believe in the possibility of her dream, that was very amazing to me. And she has inspired me so much to believe in my dreams, to pursue my dreams when I am convinced that that is what God wants me to do. Or when I believe that what I am out to do is going to touch lives, is going to have good and positive effects, even though I may have nothing in my hand. Because that is what faith is about. Faith is to begin with nothing in your hand and to trust that God will supply. So she really, for me, has been a great instrument of hope and believing even when there is nothing in your hand. Does that make some sense?
Oh, yes, Father. And I have to tell you that there's no accident to your call. This is absolutely amazing. Father, first off, I just want to say thank you so much for saying yes to your vocation to the priesthood. Thank you so very, very much. And I wanted to say that first. The second thing is, you know, Jerry and I, we have a ministry, and we've been working together for 10 years. And Father, when you said, you know, faith is when you start out with nothing in your hand, and you know, you were relating it to Mother Angelica and her being a nun and the position that she was in the church, and so she had these obstacles, you know, already, and she had nothing in her hand, but she said yes to God, and she persevered. She went through it. You know, she stayed close to the message. She was strong in adoration. She was close to Saint Michael, the Archangel. I mean, so many, of course, and the Blessed Mother, and so in many ways, everybody on the outside, probably if they were analyzing it from a business perspective, would have said to her, Mother, this is absolutely crazy. This is off the wall. It's not going to happen. But we've often, you know, heard her say, do the ridiculous so God can do the miraculous. And she said yes, and her trust and faith were there, okay? And it was so obvious that it was there. But everything else around it wasn't there, and yet it still seemed to come to fruition. And that has to be that wonderful message to all of us. Even when everything looks dark around us, if we hold on to that faith and trust, God won't abandon us. He will, if it's God's will, Father, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's God's will, He will make it happen if we just do our part in having the faith and trust. Right, Father?
Absolutely. You are a better theologian than myself. There's nothing to correct in what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. I spent $30,000 getting my graduate degree in theology, Father, so thank you.
Well, I didn't spend a penny. The diocese paid for me, so you are better than me.
No. Father, you are so... Where are you stationed, Father? Can you tell us?
Yes. Well, in the southern part of Allegheny County in New York State, we have 5 parishes. And these 5 parishes have 7 worship sites. So I am stationed there, and there are 2 priests. Father Jim Hartwell is the pastor and the associate pastor. So we have 8 masses on the weekend. He does 4, and I do 4. But because of this coronavirus, the last time we went to church was the Sunday of the other week, was a week this past Sunday to be 2 weeks. This coming Sunday, we've not been going to church. So I do live mass from the chapel where I live, and parishioners just log in, and they follow the mass live, and that's what we've been doing. So I am very happy being a priest. I was ordained a priest on the 3rd of June in 2017 for the Diocese of Buffalo. I'll be 3 years in the priesthood on the 3rd of June this year, and I love the Bible a lot. I was introduced to the Bible from the age of 14, and that changed everything about my faith. So I have this great passion for God to preach, to write, to really share Jesus with people. And I want to say a very big thank you for what you are doing. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, Father, I echo what Debbie said. Thank you for your vocation. 3 years coming up in June. We'll certainly pray as you continue to minister to the people of God. If those on hold will allow me just for a second, I would like to ask you, Father, the lay people, the members of the parishes that are kind of locked out due to the virus right now, we kind of know what we're going through, you know, the missing of the sacraments and the longing and the yearning and all of that. But as a priest, I'd like to know how are you doing? What are you doing? How are you doing with this situation? I know you're celebrating Mass every day. I don't know if you're able to be with the people or not, but what kind of experience has this been like for you and your brother priests?
For me, it's like bittersweet. It is bitter because of what the whole world is going through, the uncertainty, the death we watch, people suffering and dying. And then it's also very bitter that people cannot come to church and receive the body of Christ. They only follow the Mass and listen to the words and the prayers, but they cannot receive the Eucharist. That is very bitter. But then there is a positive way of looking at everything. When I look at it from the perspective of faith, I say, well, I think this is our own experience of the wilderness. When the children of Israel were halted in the wilderness for 40 years. I hope God is not going to keep us here for 40 years, but I think this is our own experience. We can make something good out of it, to take a deeper look at our lives, to purify our lives. And again, it is happening during Lent. So I do not believe at all that God sent us the virus. No, I don't. That would be a contradiction of what I believe and the theology of the church and the nature of God. God did not send it. But we can make something good out of it. So what I'm trying to do is to ask myself deep questions, particularly the ultimate question. What if I die now? What if I die of this coronavirus? So how is this challenging me to reevaluate my own life? How is this challenging me to ask myself the ultimate question of life. So I spend my time, I read, I pray, I try to reach out to a lot of people by email and text messages and calls. So that's how I'm making the best of the time, the much I can. But I always tell people in my masses every day, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Let this not kill our faith, but let it build it, so that when we get out of it, we'll be stronger than we were before we went into this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen to that. Father, you have an amazing spirit. You can just, you can feel through the radio the joy that comes through your spirit. Where does that come from, Father?
Okay, my joy comes from my faith and my spirituality, and it is rooted in the Bible. As I said earlier on, when I was 14 years old, my sister took me to a spiritual group in the Catholic Church called the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Mm-hmm. And when I joined the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, there we studied the Bible chapter and verse. So you look, you open the Bible by yourself. If we are looking at the topic of prayer, we go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation on all the verses that talk about prayer. If we are talking about sexual morality, we are talking about humility, any topic at all that we are studying, we open the Bible and read through it. And that was a big spark. It reawakened my faith. It let me know where I could find what in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And when the Word of God dwells in your heart, there's that power that it's beyond words. You just can't describe it completely. Mm-hmm. But you can notice a fire burning within you. There is that zeal for Jesus. There is that passion to hear God speak to you, because the Word of God is written for only one person. The Bible is for one person, and that is you.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
That helped me to come to know that the Bible was God's love letter to me. And so that is where my joy comes from. And until today, all I do is I establish Bible studies wherever I can. I've established the Bible studies here and there, and I teach people. Even now that the coronavirus has separated us, I teach my Bible study online every Monday by 7:40 p.m. So to just keep it in one sentence, my joy comes from my faith in the Lord, and the greatest instrument is Scriptures, the Bible.
Yeah, I love the way you said love letter to me. Oh, boy, did that touch my spirit. Father, Jerry and I wanted to ask if, before we let you go, if you could impart a blessing to all of us, that would be great. Also, I want to kind of put you on the spot. I know a lot of people probably depend on you because you just seem like such an amazing priest. But if every once in a while you could just drop by and give us a call on the show, we would appreciate it. Your spirit is just, wow, it's incredible what you have done. And I like I said at the beginning of your call, I don't believe there was any accident that you called. Jerry and I have been praying for a long time now. We have a great big ministry dreams. And we feel, both of us feel separately, that God has put it on our hearts to pursue this, to reach as many souls as possible. And I'll tell you what, with your call, Jerry, I know I can't see you on Skype, Jerry, but I'm sure you're probably nodding your head up and down. Jerry, did you feel the same thing, that Father's call was a confirmation to our prayers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Love your spirit, like Debbie said, Father, and thank you. Do call us again anytime on the program, and we've got a little pause in about 15 or 20 seconds, so if we could get a priestly blessing, especially for us and our listeners and anyone struggling with the virus situation, we'd appreciate that, Father.
Okay, well, before we go, what is your schedule? How do you do this program? How do I know when to tune in and to call?
It's on this time every weekday, Monday through Friday, so... You can catch it on YouTube, or if you have the Station of the Cross in your area. But, Father, we've got a break in less than 30 seconds, so we'll let you go. But could you give us a real quick blessing?
Yes. May the Almighty God bless you about all that you do, and everyone, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. You go with our prayers, Father Robert, in Belmont, New York. All of the Take-Two family will keep you in prayer. And please do listen again to the show is on YouTube and Facebook and on the Station of the Cross Monday through Friday at noon Eastern with a replay at midnight Eastern. This is Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for your patience on hold. You are all coming up next.
Mother Angelica today. It's a four-year anniversary of when she left us here on earth and met the Lord. And you just have to imagine that was a joyous greeting that the Lord, you just have to imagine. I just think about it all the time. I just think the good Lord must have said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And she rushed into his arms and how beautiful that was on Easter Sunday 4 years ago. And we're talking about what Mother meant to us and our spirituality. And we heard from Father Robert in New York, a delightful priest. Wow, he's amazing. We hope Father Robert calls us again periodically. That would be great. And it just is a good reminder for all of us to pray for all our priests. Okay, they are on the front lines. There, so many of them are still going to visit the sick and giving the sacraments. In so many ways, our priests are our leaders and our shepherds, and they're there for us spiritually. And let's pray for them. Let's pray for them that they stay strong throughout all of this. And Jerry, I'm turning it over to you.
Yeah, we're going to get to your calls. Please forgive me just another minute, but a couple of important things. Our producer, Rich Jesse, just had to leave, and Michael McCall took over on the board because Rich's wife fell in the driveway at home holding one of their babies. Apparently, both are okay, but please say a prayer for that intention. Also, Debbie, maybe people have heard the good news that came out regarding Dan Burke yesterday, but yes. Dan was the president and COO of EWTN News. He just left EWTN recently to focus on his own ministry, the Avila Institute, and he had been hospitalized with coronavirus. He has some underlying health issues. We're not aware of what those are, but we got good news from Stephanie, his wife, yesterday. The ventilator had been removed. His oxygen level was normal, and he was breathing on his own. And so let's keep Dan in our prayers. And I just saw a tweet on my phone. Matt Frad, who is known to many people on EWTN, he says, "I'm going to the emergency room right now. Please pray. We'll give more details if and when I can. Ambulance taking me now. Glory to Jesus Christ." So pray for Matt Frad. No other details beyond that right now.
Well, you know, and speaking of that, let me share something real quickly. Those of us that are, you know, on this, go out and speak at different missions and retreats and conferences, and we're out there doing the ministry work, out in all the different cities. We're all traveling and we're shaking hands and hugging one another because it's a family. It's a family reunion. And so that definitely put us at I think, a greater risk of exposure. So yeah, please let's pray for everybody. You know, wow, too many, you know, there's so many to pray for, you know, now it's just keeps adding up and adding up that we really, you know, we should all just take shifts and keep praying throughout the day and throughout the evening. And there's a lot of people that are up during the night. It's a great time to pray, Jerry.
Yes, it is. It is. And so thank you all for your prayers, for those intentions, and you all remain in our prayers every day. Okay, if you're on the line right now, you're going to get on the program, so please be assured of that. We just appreciate your patience. And first up in Peoria, Illinois, is Anthony, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, it's great to be here. I've been watching Take Two for gosh knows how long now, especially right now since can't exactly go anywhere.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yeah. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, but Mother Angelica actually was a big factor into my conversion to the Catholic Church.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Do tell.
Yeah, so basically, one of my good friends who's actually like a caregiver to me, she's Maronite Catholic, and she told me, because I just came into the church, and I'm like, what resources can I use so that way I don't accidentally end up running back to the Southern Baptist Church? So she suggested EWTN and Mother Angelica. When I turned on EWTN at the time, Mother was on TV, and I Absolutely loved it. She's hilarious, but yet she has a spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more, Anthony. I couldn't agree more. That's exactly the hilarious. Yeah, she was very entertaining. Absolutely. And then she delivered the message in such a real way that we could absorb it, we could digest it, we could incorporate it in our spiritual life, and it transformed us in some way if we were open. And it sounds like it did that for you, Anthony. But let me circle back real quickly. First off, can you give me like an age bracket? What age bracket are you in, Anthony?
Just turned 20 back in January.
You just turned 20.
Yep, and I converted back in 2016.
Wow, so you were very young when you converted. Okay, so now you're in the faith. You're getting all this catechesis through EWTN, which is wonderful because, like Jerry said, mothers we still play mother on a regular basis, so that helps because it's relevant today. It's relevant today, and that's wonderful. Anthony, you also said too about a caregiver that you have. Can you share anything about that? I mean, you have a need for a caregiver. Is there anything we can pray for?
Well, basically, I have a terminal illness. I've had it since birth. Not to go into too many detail because that would be a talk in and of itself. But basically, she, like at the time, she would kind of come in and help every now and again whenever my folks were just kind of busy. Just kind of like basically with work because I'm mid to high maintenance. I'm not that high maintenance, but I'm up there. So, yeah. But basically, one of her good friends worked at the hospital I was at. And basically, her and her friend showed me Mother, and I'm like, how can I just keep watching this all the time? I absolutely love it so much. The thing is, Mother is actually really calming, especially right now, because with the whole COVID-19 thing going on, because of my weak immune system, we weren't sure because I still live with my folks right now. I'm hopefully getting into a little Catholic village in my area, but right now I live with them. I woke up one morning, they started coughing and sneezing, and I'm like, oh, no, no. I could hear it all the way from my room, and I'm like, uh-oh. Mm. So my caregiver allowed me to stay with her for a little while. And basically, she knew, like, because the whole COVID-19 stuff, she knew it was just kind of a rocky time. So besides playing the Lebanese Catholic channel, we decided to watch Mother Angelica. And she knows how much I enjoy it. I love Mother a lot. She's very, I could see her being a saint, being canonized. Just we need to open up a cause of canonization. Personally, I think.
Sure. Yeah, well, that may come someday. We can all certainly keep that in our prayers. And Anthony, you are a precious, precious soul. And just hearing your voice, you mentioned, you know, you have a terminal illness. That's something that can't be easy to live with. And yet you seem to not, that's not the focus of your attention. Your attention obviously has been on your faith. And you mentioned, you know, coming into the church as a 16-year-old 4 years ago and how you still just can't get enough of Mother Angelica. I just think that's absolutely beautiful. And I know that Debbie will agree with me and the whole Take Two family, Anthony. We will certainly ask the Lord to bless you, the angels to surround you, your guardian angel to protect you and keep the coronavirus at a long, long distance from you. And we're going to be all praying for you for every day going forward from here on out. How does that sound?
I really appreciate it because especially I was able to come home actually last week. I was able to go back to my place last week because my folks' symptoms went away. But the thing is, with my weak immune system, I couldn't take any risks. So she did everything she could, and she's great. And whenever we have to do breathing treatments, feedings, therapy, because especially physical therapy, I don't enjoy it. But we turn on Mother Angelica either on the TV or on or on my phone, and I just listen and do my physical therapy.
Wow. Wow. Very cool. Anthony, happy birthday. I believe you said in January, happy birthday. You know, you're 20 years old, but you are a very, very wise soul. You have that old soul spirit in you, and that's amazing. And you, I know, are touching people's lives in many different ways, all for the good, Anthony. So keep it up. You're a special soul. And please, if you can, Anthony, Jerry promised you that the Take-Two family will pray for you, but if we may, will you remember all of us in your prayers? Because I personally believe you've got a direct line to heaven, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Of course I will. Before I give the spotlight to another caller, since I'm Maronite Catholic, I'd like to say the Our Father in my language, Arabic. I'd like to say is Our Father in Arabic for Mother Angelica's soul, and especially for what's going on right now.
That would be beautiful, Anthony, please.
بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الاله الواحد امين ابانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس كما ياتي ملكوتك يتقوم مجيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض اعطنا حبسنا كفاف يومنا وافطر ذنوبنا وخطايانا كما نحيي المطيع الينا ولا فتننا فتنة جارد لكن نشير من الشرير امين بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الاله الواحد امين.
Wow.
Anthony, you are a very articulate man, but also a man of obviously multiple languages. That was very, very beautiful. I know that Father Mitch Pacwa would appreciate that and love that very, very much because he's a student of many biblical languages as well. Thank you, Anthony. As you said, we'll move on to some other callers here because we do have many of them. But thanks for gracing our program today, and thanks be to God that he graced the world with you, Anthony. Thank you very much for being a participant on today's show. Wow.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony. Call anytime. Okay, Mehdi is up and waiting so patiently. Mehdi, let me look. Yes, you got our virtual patience award. We're going to send it to Tampa, Florida. It's virtual, though. Hi, Mehdi. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Wasn't Anthony incredible?
It was. I love the prayer.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I will be praying for him as well.
Thank you.
So tell us about what Mother meant to you.
Yes. I'm born Catholic because I'm Filipino, first of all. And so I know all about, you know, what my mother taught me. But when I married back in 1982, I married a man who was not Catholic. So my faith disappeared. The whole thing disappeared. And in 2000, I believe it was in 2006, I met this lady, and she mentioned to me about EWTN, and she told me about this nun. And I was very interested because when I was young, I wanted to be a nun. I thought of it, but it's not like, you know, it's not my journey there. So when I tuned in to EWTN, I saw this lady, who's, you know, in a habit, and it was a beautiful lady. I didn't know that she was, I think she was already bedridden then. I'm not sure. I didn't know that yet. For a long time, I didn't know. So I watched her, you know, I love watching her at 10 o'clock then, you know, her talk show. And she keeps talking about confession. And it hits me right in the heart. Not right away, but slowly. And every time I see her, she would talk about her confession. And then she always says, you know, how much Jesus loves us. And the mercy of God is, you know, it's bigger than I... that we can imagine. And when she said that, I went to, I think probably about a couple of years later, before I even went to confession after maybe 30 years, I went to confession, but I've gone to confession to Alabama at the Visitation Monastery when there was a retreat. And so I've been so blessed because of Mother Angelica. I have, you know, that the journey walking with her and every one of you that are on EWTN, it's amazing what y'all do for us. You touch our lives. You convert our hearts. Amazing. I just can't say enough that thank God for this, you know, network that she built. I love the story when she said she only had $200 when that I can't even think about it right now. To pay, it was $60,000, and she had $200 in the bank account. Just the miracles after miracles that you're talking about. And she got me to go to confession. I didn't even know my faith that was, you know, then disappeared for so long. It came back, and now I'm always on EWTN. I bring people to EWTN like a pilgrimage, you know, set it up. I helped my church as a sacristan for a little while there for 5 years. Help out in so many ministries, and I'm an extraordinary Eucharistic minister serving in the hospital. And thank God for every single one of you, because of Mother Angelica and all of you are, you know, walking with us in this journey. And that's really about it. I'm a little bit nervous, but that's the truth.
You don't sound a bit nervous at all, Mehdi. And thank you for the thank you. But our thank you kind of deflects off of us back to Mother Angelica, and she would deflect it off of her up to her Lord and Savior. So that's where it really belongs, as I'm sure you know. But I think one of the things that, and Mother is not unique in this. Fulton Sheen might have been the same. Father Benedict Rochelle, many others, when their Mother was usually, I think, unscripted for the most part. She might have had a topic, but she didn't tightly script it out. And that meant she was being led by the Holy Spirit as she was talking. Therefore, virtually anybody watching, and this happens with priest homilies as well, Debbie, as you know, but virtually everybody watching can say what Mehdi said. She was speaking just to me. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit working in her. The same words are heard by different people, but in different ways, according to what they need. I think that's beautiful.
Absolutely. And I just want to touch upon that. That's what I said at the beginning of the show about it wasn't rehearsed. She spoke from the heart, and that you're right, Jerry, being led by the Spirit. And so it becomes very relevant to each and every person that encounters it. It becomes very real to them. It becomes alive to them because the Holy Spirit is alive and moving, and it's touching each one of us if we're open to it. And I think that was the beauty of Mother Angelica. And also too, Mehdi, I just want to say thank you for acknowledging, I think, all of us in the ministry world, whether on EWTN or working at the parish level or in the communities and different organizations. I think Mother, in a just a beautiful way, gave us all that little dose of courage that we needed to live out what we thought God wants us to do in this world. I've had a lot of people say, well, if Mother Angelica did it, we could do it. She did it. She made it happen. You know, she made something really grand out of nothing. She did it. You know, we have to say yes to the Lord, you know, and that's what I always say about this ministry bug thing. You know, I say, did you catch the ministry bug? So many people that are in ministry, and you're in ministry, Mehdi, you know what I'm talking about. It starts to keep you, it fuels you and keeps you going, and then it grows inside of you, and you find more things that God wants you to do. And I just want to say thank you for acknowledging that. But again, like Jerry said, to everybody that's in ministry, I think we've all been inspired by Mother Angelica to pick up and do what we can do to build the kingdom. Any last comments, Mehdi? We're going to move on to Marilyn next, but any last comments?
Yeah, I would like to, first of all, thank you, Debbie and Jerry, for praying for my son. You put his name on the book. And also thank you for all the priests, especially the priests, our Salesian priests, who reach out to us to say, we're thinking of you and praying for you. That was really wonderful. On the busy time that they have, they took the time to send a text message to us. You know, that's wonderful. And, you know, to Father Mitch Pacwa to continue giving us this, you know, a Bible study. What I know now, I didn't know then. It was so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful journey. And I really believe that Mother Angelica said, help to pay with, you know, whatever you can afford, anybody can afford. If he's got a million people watching and everybody give a dollar, he's got $1 million. So this is a wonderful ministry, and thank you all very much. And please don't forget EWTN. Give money, because especially now, we need it more than ever.
That's right. Between your gas and light bill or gas and electric bill, as Mother used to say. Thank you, Mehdi, so much in Tampa for joining us. How Mother Angelica impacted your life. We've got about 6 minutes. We still want to get to Marilyn and Doug. So we'll start with Marilyn in Pelion, South Carolina on YouTube, a first-time caller. Did I pronounce your city right, Marilyn? Pelion or Pelion?
No, sir. Pelion.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for calling.
You.
What do you have for us today? This should be great.
Mother Angelica is one of the people directly responsible for me becoming Catholic. The other person is God. Mm-hmm. He had me born in a Catholic hospital, and I think that affected me from birth. But when I was interested in converting, and I was not raised in a church, and we traveled a lot, and I was dabbling in other religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever, and a lot of the different Protestant denominations. But I started listening to Mother Angelica. And I think she and God ganged up on me because I was living around the corner from St. Cecilia's Cathedral in Omaha, Nebraska at the time. And I used to walk my dogs up by the church all the time. But I think listening to Mother Angelica is what got me to have the nerve to go to the church one day, the cathedral, and ask about how do I become a Catholic, because I had absolutely no idea. I didn't know if you just showed up and signed a book and said, okay, I'm a member now, like you do in a lot of Protestant denominations, or if I had to go through confirmation classes. And I met the most wonderful RCIA director there. And she said, keep listening to Mother, and this is what you do. And I don't think I missed an RCIA class because I think I knew Mother would have been upset with me. But I got confirmed Catholic back in the 90s, and I'm sorry, but my memory is shot. But it's, and then I left the church for a while, not to go to a different religion as such, but just it was hard for me when I moved to South Carolina from Omaha, which has tons of Catholic churches. But out here in Pelion, I had to do a lot of searching to find a Catholic church. And it's about a 30-minute drive for me on Sundays and Saturdays and for adoration.
Well, Marilyn, God bless you and the others who are in a situation like yours, you know, who have to go a little bit further, don't have a church on every street corner. So God bless you for making that that effort. I know it's a deep, deep, rich blessing for you. I was just struck by what you said, Marilyn, about because of watching Mother Angelica, you had the nerve to go into that church. And Debbie, it reminded me of Raymond Arroyo's book, Mother Angelica, The Remarkable Story of a Nun, Her Nerve, and a Network of Miracles. Mother Angelica had a lot of nerve as well, Debbie, and you can see it. It impacted so many people like Marilyn and her conversion into the faith. Beautiful.
Yes, yes. Well, welcome home, Marilyn. How beautiful is your story is incredible. I hope you write it down. I hope you write step by step the whole journey into the church down, because I think it's really amazing. And it's exactly what I said. She gives us, you said it better. You said the nerve to go and approach of how you enter into the church. That's what I was saying. Mother infused this courage in all of us to just do something, you know, for God and do something for your own spiritual growth. And it is amazing. Marilyn, thank you so much. God bless you. What a beautiful call today. And that really helped all of us. And we appreciate it. And have a beautiful rest of your day. Wow. Great call.
We've got about a minute and a half, but we are going to get to Stand Tall Doug in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Sorry to keep you short, Doug, but I know I see what you're going to be talking about, and it's very, very beautiful thing about Mother Angelica as well. Go ahead. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Yes. Hey. Make it short. I'm a farm boy, and 40 years ago, God zapped me in my tractor, and then that led to me going into a tractor truck. And I, EWTN was my friend on the road. Anyway, my main impression, you know, the strongest impression is her connection to the St. Michael prayer. Pope Leo XIII's coming up with that.
Yep.
And how he saw the need for St. Michael, and that's where the prayer came from. And then when she was setting up her first antenna, her helper said, we could put it here, but it's kind of hilly, so it's not a very good spot. And she saw St. Michael. She mm-hmm. said, we're putting the antenna here. And, what you know, everything else is history. Mm-hmm. And I also love that little recording they have of her telling about asking all the nuns what they think they'll wear in heaven. And she couldn't really figure out what, you know, what she was wearing. And then she asked them, she asked all of her nuns, what do you think I'll wear in heaven? And they all, in one in unison, yelled, armor.
Doug, that was awesome. Way to close the show. Yeah, we couldn't agree more. Her connection to St. Michael, how powerful is that? And speaking of that, Jerry and I are preparing some really great talks that are maybe hopefully are coming up next week on standtalltoday.com. Please keep checking back with us there on angels. So pretty interesting, Jerry.
Monday's show, we're going to talk about the cost of dying. When my sister passed away, my brother-in-law and I took care of all the different arrangements, and it basically amounted to about $20,000 to lay her to rest. So we want your thoughts on, you know, this whole thing about the expenses and all those things involved in when somebody passes away. Until then, we wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. Thanks for being with us.